Seattle, home to good coffee, rainy weather, grunge music, lots of salmon, and, much to commentator Michael Hood's dismay, nice people.
The worst complaint newcomers have about Seattle is that Seattleites are too nice. What kind of a complaint is that? I guess I've always known that I'm very nice, but I certainly never thought being nice could ever be a problem. So I looked around, and by golly, we are nice here in Seattle. Really nice. You notice it in traffic. We stop dead on the on-ramp to let a car go ahead of us, expecting only a grateful little wave that says, "Hey, thanks for being so darn nice." City streets are littered with bits of butter spat out from mouths in which they simply would not melt. We're nice. We wait in our car for a pedestrian to come by so we can let him walk in front of us, even if he's a block away. And if he sees us waiting, he'll hurry up into a nice little trot because he's nice, too, and he wouldn't want us to think he's thoughtless or ungrateful. I'm telling you, we're nice. Taking turns is always the nicest way to do stuff. And all over the city you can hear the shouts of, "After you! No! After you!" It's a privilege to help someone with car trouble in Seattle, and we're always rewarded with a nice jar of jam or a loaf of zucchini bread, which every nice person in Seattle keeps in the car along with a book they're returning to its rightful owner and a proper container for roadkill. We're nice as pie. That's because we're a community of communities. There's a leather community and the rayon community, the handgun community and the hand wash community, and albeit small, the impunity community. We have an active didgeridoo community and their counterpart, the didgeridon'ts. There's the crack community, the smack community, and the slack community. They're communities for fruitarians, lawn bowlers, and women named Linda. Each has a spokesperson, a fax machine, and its own rotary club. Each supports the children's hospital and does good by doing nice. Political talk is very polite in Seattle. A candidate, who in any other town would be known as a gigantic tub of scum, in Seattle is considered a nice guy but lacking people skills. Even politicians here try to live by Thumper's genteel dictum, "If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all." Our mayor lost his recent election bid for the governor's race. Why? Out-of-town headlines agreed. He was too nice. They say he failed to criticize his opponent adequately. Frankly, that's why I voted for him, because he's nice and I'm nice. People new to Seattle sometimes can't handle all this nice. They act grouchy and suspicious, to which we reply, "We're sorry we're so considerate. We're sorry we're so polite. You don't have to put up with it, really. If you don't like nice, go back where you came from. Thank you."
Michael Hood is a writer who lives in Seattle. He comes to us with help from member station KUOW.